Hi, everybody. My name is Awilda.
My name is Sherman.
And this is Let's Talk and Inspire. Oh, my God. Guys, I just want to say that February is next week. Like, crazy. That's it. January, ya terminó.
I know. But you know, I'm already in March.
But you know, okay. But you know that people are like making jokes like January, they can have like 234 days in January. Is it that long? I don't feel that January is that long. I felt that January passed by like
super quick. I guess people say it because January has 31 days.
Mm-hmm.
February is the shortest month.
But it's leap year this year.
Right, but still.
So it's going to be a long month.
Yeah, but shorter than expected.
Right.
And March, you've got spring break.
Mm.
So okay. I guess that's, and then April, you've got Easter. So I guess people feel like January, aside from like Martin Luther King, which is just one day, nothing else is really going on.
Well, taxes come in January.
Right.
So people need to get it together. Make sure you file your taxes, guys, on time. But thank you so much for joining us. I know we give you guys a new location every week.
I know. This is great.
We're going to try to get better, though. At least give some stability. But this is a great location. Great view. There's a lot of zen and, like, meadows and thoughts. And it's amazing in here. Sure. The room is super cozy.
Thank
Love
you.
Love it.
I just lit my juniper, so.
Yeah, she lit her candle, guys. She lit. She about it.
Yeah.
So.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Thank you all for joining us today. Today, we're going to be talking about intuition.
What about intuition?
Intuition?
And why intuition?
Is important to have. Intuition is something that we all have, that we have to learn how to tap into, that we should learn how to tap into. When people walk around and say, I knew XYZ, I felt XYZ, that's the intuition within us. But okay. I feel like the only way that we can actually be in tune with that intuition and that feeling in your gut and in your heart and in your soul is if we're aligned.
Okay. And how do we get aligned?
You got to be aligned spiritually, mentally, and emotionally.
Okay.
You need to make sure that everything that you feel is coming from a healthy space.
Okay.
Because people can confuse intuition
absolutely
with something else. You can confuse intuition with desires of your own. You can confuse intuition with wants of your own as opposed to like what it is.
Right. Being intuitive and just accepting that voice.
Right. That and voice within.
That gut feeling.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that gut feeling never proves you wrong?
Never.
I have yet to be proven wrong by my gut feeling.
Nothing. Now, there's a difference between intuition and flesh.
Okay.
Right? Because I feel like the flesh tends to go always to the negative. Intuition is not necessarily always to the negative. It's just usually to the correct within that situation.
Okay.
Because it's easy for somebody to like instantly go to flesh and think negative of whatever situation is in front. But intuition lets you know, like, not like, I feel it's a safe place within yourself. You know what I mean? But you have to learn how to tap into that. How do you tap into that? You tap into that with meditation. You tap into that with prayer. You know what I mean? Like, there are certain things that you tap into in order for your intuition to lead you and guide you into the truth.
And
whatever situation.
Right. And what, and the correct outcome of what you should be expecting.
Right.
Because I know that when we do pray, when we do meditate, like everybody says, like we're putting things out into existence. Like when you do that, you're fueling your intuitive like means in your soul, and you're putting in that work there, you know? So you're telling the universe, you're telling your gut, you're telling this is what I want, or guide me accordingly, and that's what you get in return,
right?
Basically.
Right. And the thing
it's
is...
beautiful.
Yeah, the thing is too that like, there, like you said, there's a lot of people that say like, yo, like, my gut, my that's your intuition. It like never fails me. When you think that something is what it is, it usually is what it is. Like, you know when you have business and no business in a situation. You do. You can lie to yourself all you want. You can lie to those around you all you want. Because the first thing that people say when they walk out of something toxic.
Is what?
I knew it. I shouldn't have been there. I should have listened to myself. Mm-hmm. I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always knew. Like, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm. It's
because
true.
Because the truth is, intuition, what people don't realize is that, this is what it is too. Like, if you're not aligned, then you can easily be misled.
I need you to read that one more time.
If you are not aligned, you can easily be misled.
That means that instead of you going in a straight line, you're zigzagging.
Yeah, or you're swerving. Because people try to run away from the truth because it's familiar, mm-hmm. but sometimes familiar kills.
It's true.
Like,
who are you?
I don't know, but
who is she?
I'm just saying, like, just because it's familiar doesn't make it right.
It's true.
Like, sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone. Like, you hear this all the time. Like, you see it.
It's
you
true.
Hear it. You know it. You've been taught it. You've been preached it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we tell you guys every week.
Yeah, like, you have to be accepting of the fact that sometimes you have to free yourself from bondages that keep you.
That can be toxic to you.
Yeah.
And detrimental to your space.
Your soul.
And to your growth, you know?
Your whole existence.
And definitely one thing that she said, which is so true, you can't run from the truth.
Right.
Like, you have to take manos en el asunto and face your truth.
Right.
The truth can sometimes be a fear.
Of course.
You know, the truth can sometimes be...
The unknown
and what you don't want.
Right.
But then there are people that are out there that have tapped so well into their intuition that they accept the truth. And all that they want for themselves is the truth, because the truth is what guides them accordingly for them to get to where they need to go.
Right. The truth is, too, that a lot of times... And we hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's three sides to the story.
Three. Always.
Your truth, their truth, and the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but how do we find the truth?
You have to step back,
and you have to put it in prayer.
Yeah, and step back. Like, sometimes things are out of your control. Like,
you have to understand that her truth, my truth, and the truth, it should all be respected.
Right.
It may not be right. It may not be wrong. However, I have to give her. I have to respect her truth. Just as well, she has to respect my truth. Because within truth, there's feelings. There's emotions. There's...
perspective.
There's assumptions. There is a lot of things involved that... It's not like you're telling me the truth and I'm going to be like, man, F you. Like, whatever. Whatever you say, I don't care. Like, you're feeling something.
Right.
I can't disrespect or dismiss
right.
your feelings.
My perspective. My outlook. You
know? But we know that there is a common denominator. And we know that there is a reality.
Right.
How do we both get to that reality? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And we have
right.
to respect it.
Right. The thing is, too, that, like, you know, a lot of people feel like, and a lot of us forget that we don't know everything.
We don't.
And
that's beautiful, too.
Yeah. You have
not
to be
knowing
vulnerable
everything
enough.
Is beautiful.
Yeah, because there's room. If you know everything, then there's no room to grow.
And it's better... Like, not knowing everything is room for improvement. It's an excitement. It's something to look forward to.
Right.
It's something to then say and pat yourself on the back. Damn, yo, I learned that. I did that.
Right. You know what, too? Like, alignment a lot of times has to do with loving others more than your ego.
Okay.
Because your ego's always want to... Your ego's always going to want to be first,
mm-hmm.
and your ego's always wanting to be the better, the best of everyone else. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but when that's your focus,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to teaching and being taught, then that becomes a problem. Because with ego, a lot of times you feel like you don't need to be taught; you can teach.
Right.
But the truth is that you can teach and be taught.
Right. And it's fine. It's
right.
a balance.
It's an alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with intuition, when you tap into alignment, you tap into other spaces in your life that are all going to come together to build you up to be a better you.
Amen.
You know what I mean? It's just it's just another addition to the puzzle piece. You know what I mean? Like, you need certain things in order to have and be guided correctly. Like, intuition is something that we all have. Intuition is something that we all are born with. We have to learn and seek to find the alignment in us.
Amen.
And the intuition in us so that we can guide and be guided. You know what I mean? And that's very important to be successful as a person, as a human, as a teacher, you know, as an influence, somebody that's going to be of influence.
An influencer.
Exactly. And just a better self in general. Like, people, when in this, there's a vulnerability and there's a humility with wanting to be aligned and wanting to be in tune.
Amen.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Okay.
You're out of control. She's out of control recently, guys. Like, her intuition, she taps very well into it, brings her so much surprises, so many positive directions, and it just keeps her very well aligned. I remember when we weren't aligned.
No, and you know what? And with intuition, it's there's a gift in that within yourself, because I know that a lot of times, like, when I'm being intuitive, it's so great because it's not just me. Sometimes it's those around me that I'm able to speak into or pour into.
Right.
And I start to, I know when I am, it's like, then you start to know your body and know your mindset and know the type of intuition that you're having that's coming from God. You know what I mean? And not yourself. Because when I'm on point, I start to get hot.
Right.
And for those of you who I've been able to tap into, if I'm speaking to you and it's not from me, it's from God, but if, because he uses me as a vessel just like he can use any one of us, and he will, and he has,
right?
I start to get hot. I start to sweat when I'm on point.
And when she's preaching, and when she's just
giving
us, like, that realness, those words that, like, the words that we actually need to hear right then and there.
Right, and it's not for me. It's from God. But I'm only able to get those gifts because I seek and I pray to be aligned.
Amen.
And we have to remember that. Intuition is something we can all tap into. Just make sure that we're aligned. So.
That was beautiful.
That's today's topic, cool.
That was today's topic. Make sure to follow us. Tell your friends to tell their friends and to tell everybody to follow us. The podcast will be updated soon. And we just want your comments, guys. Like, we really, really, like, we always say it, but in reality, like, 2020, let's write comments under this video and let's get conversation starting. Like, at Sherlyn, at me, at any of us, at each other, and let's just start talking about, like, what's the most intuitive that you have been? Like, give us an example. Tell us how that went for you. Tell us if you like the topic on intuition. Tell us if you don't. Tell us if there's something else other than intuition that maybe you call it. Maybe other people call it something else, you
know?
Right. We know it as intuition. Maybe you know it as something else. Like, education is so big and broad out there that, you know, we're always willing and able to learn.
That's right.
So, thank you so, so much. We hope that you continue to follow us. We thank you. We hope that you have an amazing ending to January. And we'll see you guys on February, because it's literally like
next week away. Yes.
It's crazy.
See you in February.
Thank you so much. Have a great one. Bye, everyone. You know what I'm saying? Sherlyn Boss today.
That thing
is
right.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, you know, everyone on the podcast, it's just a reminder. It's just, you know, a follow through. You know, make sure to follow us on IG, on Let's Talk and Inspire, and all one word. And we really do thank you. We really appreciate all of you. And just like we said, write us notes, you know, send us information. Talk to us about, you know, intuition. Talk to us on your platforms, whether it's Apple, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Anchor. Just let us know what you believe in intuition. We appreciate you all. Have a great one, and thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.